Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 653. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht. Recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse, my trusty sidekick agent Fox Mulder is downstairs waiting to be fed. As he's 19 minutes away from getting fed. He might be chiming in, getting a little vocal here shortly. Yes, he's down there. And I've been feeling a little rough the last couple days. Perhaps it was food poisoning. Perhaps I just overate for too many days in a row. And I paid the fucking price. It happens. I had to fast while at work yesterday. I could tell that Thursday night that shit was not right. I could tell that food wasn't digesting properly. And that I was going to have some issues, some bad issues. Wasn't able to sleep real well. And perhaps it was the frozen pizza I had. I don't know. Maybe it was the Velveeta hamburger helper style thing I had that it had way too much dairy in it, which dairy fucks me up. I had to add milk and feel like maybe I should avoid that. Maybe it was the hamburger I used in it. I'm not sure. Something fucked with my stomach. Maybe it was the bunch of Girl Scout cookies I had. Damn you, Do-si-dos and tagalongs. I damn thee. Whatever the reason, whatever the catalyst was, the match that started the fire in my belly. It's been a rough few days. I'm feeling a lot better today, which is good because I'm going to a Blues game later with three other fellas from work. We got a whole crew tonight for the game. We're going to hit Twin Peaks, the restaurant, beforehand, which I've never been. It looks like way nicer Hot Shots, if you will. There's very attractive female waitresses, and I don't know if it has anything to do with the TV show. From what I understand, Jamie Rivers, the Blues alum, says Twin Peaks is a really good restaurant. I guess I could pull up the, Yeah, their website is just a bunch of women in plaid and shorty shorts, the jean shorts. Quite the talent there. Man, the sandwiches look pretty fucking good. At least, these are pictures. You know, the pictures are not always what the, lobster roll BLT. That sounds amazing. Looks amazing, even though I realized, you know, the photos of food are not what you're going to get at the restaurant, but holy shit, a lobster roll BLT does sound pretty fucking amazing. Hopefully. it's got red onion on it, though. I don't like that. Doesn't sound like a BLT. There's no O in there. It's not B-O-L-T. Bacon, lettuce, tomato is what that sounds to me, but there's fucking red onion in it, you fucktards. Definitely don't want to try that then. That is, looking at the picture, it doesn't look like you can get it without the onion. It's just like, probably all in one. They have it all mixed together. That's sad. That being said, it looks like they got some decent food. It looks a bit pricey. We'll see what happens. Yesterday was rough, though, man, as far as the stomach is concerned. Man, I didn't eat much at all, and which is hard for me to keep up the energy and stuff at work while not eating. As I had, I drank some water. I kept that going. Oh man, they got a, I'm still looking at pictures of shit from their stuff. Anyway, looks pretty good. Yeah, the stomach was not, I did go to the Mexican restaurant after work, which I ate a little bit there. I passed on the margarita because it seemed like a bet, and it could really set off the stomach, and I was really trying to avoid puking. It was not something I wanted to do. I'll try at least having like one beer at the game. I think. I don't know. My stomach's still a little off. But yesterday, after getting off work and I was having issues all day at work too. The MIG welder I use, the feeder on it is just give me all kinds of hell. So I was having a real rough day at work. I was on the struggle bus and then thumb. Son of a bitch. Anyway. After leaving the Mexican restaurant, Ernesto's, I went and got a couple of bottles of 7-Up, and that's pretty much all that I partook in last night. It was just drinking 7-Up, trying to get the stomach to just chill the fuck out. I guess it's relatively chill at the moment, but it still seems that it could be, you know, that there could be some issues still. Could be some issues. I'm good for the game. That's the first game back for the Blues since the break for the NHL Four Nations face-off. Which was pretty great if you watched any of it. I only really saw the USA versus Canada games, which the first one I just saw mainly the highlights, and the fights were, you know, fantastic. There was, what, three fights within the first, like, 9 seconds of the first USA-Canada matchup? I gotta admit, I was rooting for Canada. I was rooting for Canada. And they came through in that second game. They came through. My boy, Jordan Binnington. Of course, Colton Parayko is also on Team Canada, the Blues defenseman, who had a fight in the first matchup between USA and Canada, and looked pretty good. He doesn't really fight much in the Blues, really. He's been termed the gentle giant. He's given that moniker. Anywho. Binnington had a great game. The championship matchup or the final game, whatever you want to call it, and of course took place in Boston, where the St. Louis Blues won the Stanley Cup on Boston's home ice, where Jordan Binnington would also get a win for Team Canada and hoist yet another trophy in front of the Boston audience. They got to really hate the man. I love the guy. It's great to see him come up big in big games. And just the Blues need to get him to another big game, you know? Get him to another big game. Maybe this will be the injection they need of, a little push. Get a little push to hit the playoffs. You know, go on a nice little win streak right now. I mean, it seems doubtful. It's still highly unlikely they'll make the playoffs. You know, there's that chance still. But, I mean, that big win for Team Canada with Jordan Binnington behind the pipes or in the middle of the pipes, whatever you want to look at it. And Colton Parayko, you know, getting that big win. I'm sure they're going to be riding high off the hog there I could venture to guess. I haven't looked at tonight's lineup. I'm going to venture to guess, though, they're going to give Bennington at least this game off. And, like, Hofer will man the goal there. I'm hoping for some kind of celebration, though. Celebrate these two with the big win. And it was exciting hockey. Whether, you know, you're disappointed in the outcome or not, Team USA losing, which apparently Donald Trump had something to say that America was, the USA was going to win. And that was going to somehow mean that we own Canada. That initially makes them the 51st state. So I guess since Canada won, we're actually Canada's new province. Was it fourth? I don't know how many. What is it? I don't remember how many provinces Canada has. Was it fourth, fifth? Provinces in Canada. Let's see here. Canada's 10 provinces. We'd be 11. We'd be 11. Yeah, I had no idea how many provinces were in Canada. I was thinking. But 10 Canada. Yeah, we would be number 11. Since the Team Canada won, I guess we're all Canadian, which is great. I'm look, you know, we've had this fascism dictatorship very briefly now, which I'm looking forward to another trying democracy yet again. Is being a proud, I'll be a very proud Canadian, and I'm looking forward to the free healthcare. I'm looking forward to the free healthcare. Because obviously this is what that means, Team Canada winning, is that we are now Canadians. Is obviously if USA had beaten Team Canada, which it was a close game. It went to OT. OT. Canada won it 3-2. It was close. I'm sure a lot of Canadians were, the buttholes were puckered up, knowing that, like, oh shit, we're going to lose our free healthcare. We're going to become a part of the United States officially. But Bennington prevented that. He is quite the soldier for democracy. You know, I guess, I mean, he wasn't the only Canadian to step up, but, the most important one for me, is, I've got two Bennington jerseys. I almost feel like I need a Team Canada Bennington jersey now, but I feel like that might get sent to jail these days as we go further down the authoritarian rabbit hole. As be like, that, they are no longer a country. You can't wear that. It is Gulf of America, you asshole. To jail for you. Yeah, anyway. It was good. It was great hockey, as a, you know, for a fan. I watched the majority of the last game. I went to, it was again Thursday night, and I was already starting to not feel real great. But I watched like all of the second period and a good chunk of the first period. And I did run that night beforehand. Maybe the running is what fucked me up. I doubt it, but the running maybe helped jostle some stuff in the stomach and just create the. The hell that I'm in. But it seems that I've gotten past the worst of it. And I feel like I'll be able to eat at Twin Peaks later. We shall see. We shall see. I was having a rough go at even after getting home last night. And, of course, I did take a nap for a while, which felt amazing. Agent Fox Mulder and I, you know, took a nap together for quite some time, probably close to 2 hours. About an hour and a half, hour and a half. Fuck, I don't know. It was a while. There's something about, I guess, the warmth of him on my legs and stuff and just, like, helps me just, like, black out. And not having the chaoticness of having the second cat here and just... He's been just really enjoying life here and been back right at my side. I don't know if Scully's been adopted yet. Hopefully I haven't called to check up on her. But anywho, took the nap, and then I got on Call of Duty, because Call of Duty right now, which the game is so fucking broken right now. There's so much cheating. There are so many bugs. It is just hard to play that fucking game nowadays. And they're using AI to do all kinds of shit because Activision continues to love just laying people off, much like the federal government now is axing everybody. And they continue to just use AI to create shit. And it is shit. It is dog shit. Activision fucking blows. And I guess being bought by Microsoft accelerated the inferno that was already a shit show over there at Activision. Call of Duty, quite broken. But, you know, they had a Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like event going on like starting next week. And then this week, Wednesday, they released the Turtles as operators, which is really cool. I mean, I grew up with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Turtles! Which I guess the cartoon started in like 87, it looks like? 1987? The comic book started out in like 84, but I was... You know, the original Turtles cartoon is what got me into the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But there's a lot of love. A lot of love for that. And, like, Call of Duty, like, really fucking teased that they were going to have the Turtles, like, years ago. Like it came out in like Modern Warfare 2, the reboot of Modern War, not the original Modern Warfare 2, not that far back, but the one that came out like 2 or 3 years ago, where the fuck it was. That one, I guess it's 3 years. It'll be 3 years in like October, November-ish. I believe it was Modern Warfare 2 that had the Shredder. And you would have thought then, like, ooh, they're going to put more Turtles operators in here, right? Like, you know, at least give us maybe Master Splinter or something of that nature. No, nothing ever came of it. Nothing ever came of it. It was just, you got the Shredder, which is cool. I bought the Shredder. But, I mean, there's so many iconic Turtles characters that are, you know, fantastic. There's, I mean, there could be the April O'Neil, you know, operator. There could be the Casey Jones. You could get a Krang. You know, there's plenty of Rocksteady, Bebop. I mean, there were so many good, like, they could do such good shit. There was the mad scientist that was turned into a fly, the Baxter Stockman. Krang, man. The brain, the big brain Krang. That was good shit. Good shit, you know? But you could... You know, there's so... there's so much they could put in there that... I just need a really good Turtles game, I think. First-person shooter. Fuck Call of Duty. But anyway, I was trying... You know, I was having a rough go at things last night. There's the automatic feeder for... Agent Fox Mulder there. Eat up, buddy. Eat up. Anyway. So I had attempted to go on and purchase because at work, Jimmy Cro-Magnon was saying, like, we got to, you know, our crew of guys that play COD together, we got to all buy a turtle. And, Raphael's my guy, but John Boy, that's his, and it seemed like he was very set on it, so I was like, all right, you know what, you know, I'll buy a different one, even though Raph's really my guy, I'll get somebody else. And then in the Call of Duty chat group we got going on, I was going to do Donatello, but then my boy Pee-wee, he called out Donatello, so I'm like, all right, guess I'm stuck with Michelangelo, I'm the party guy, cowabunga dude. Cowabunga dude is apparently Michelangelo is my guy. as you know, I mean, I like the artist, the fact that you know, he spent years on his back and just like, it seems like awful for your health, but you know, painting the Sixteenth Chapel, which it was Michelangelo that did that, right? That's not like a complete dipshit here. Anyway, you know, I don't remember how long it took to paint the 16th Chapel, but, I respect that. I respect putting in the work and putting your body on the line and the dedication, as, anywho, as I'm trying to find Italian Renaissance. Here we go. Italian Renaissance. As you know, I remember Leonardo da Vinci and, of course, Michelangelo. Those are the Renaissance ones. The Raphael and Donatello, you know, I don't remember those so much. You know, I enjoy the Renaissance period of the art. I'm, you know, I like more Salvador Dali, though. Not as big. I mean, there are some really good. I mean, Rembrandt was really good at like realism and shit. But anyway, I'm talking about Ninja Turtles here. What the fuck is there's a oh man, I just remember I'm looking at Michelangelo, the painter, his full name, and holy shit, this is why we just know him by Michelangelo. Very long, very Italian name. Michelangelo di Lodovico Buonarroti Simoni. Yeah, Michelangelo's fine. That's Michelangelo. When did he paint the 16th Chapel? I am not religious at all. Very much against religion, but I can, you know, at the time, that's all you could do was like paint stuff. And that is, looking at the 16th Chapel, man, that is a lot of painting. From what I understand, he was on scaffolding on his back. Like, that is some real work. Again, I admire that. That is, respect the work. As Agent Fox Mulder's coming in to say hi. What's up, buddy? No, not going to say anything. Just going to get in front of the keyboard so I can't use it. Well, I'm not playing video games right now, so you can go ahead and lay up here. As you're going to rub the microphone. Well, that's some good audio. Anyway, back to the turtles. Who cares about painters, right? The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles has... I failed to get Michelangelo last night. I tried to get him, but it's kind of screwy. I've tried to have it set up to where in-game, playing on my PC, I've now deleted Call of Duty off my console, the PS5, because it just takes up way too much room, and I've been trying to play other games on it. And that was like the easiest way for me to buy bundles and shit, was just to hop over to PlayStation. But it's just a waste of space if that's like all I'm doing. I'm not playing the game on there. I'm just getting the free PlayStation bundles when they hit up here, or, you know, buying ones on there. And that just seems ridiculous. Well, I tried to buy it on the Battle.net app thing, the COD points. I was like 200 COD points shy of being able to just get the fucking Michelangelo bundle. There was a lot of... it took me quite a while to just load up the game, though, because the fucking update was massive for the turtles and whatnot. And it was a rough go. Anyway, I finally got the game to load up, and then I couldn't buy more COD points. I was having issues. And then the app that I use for all my passwords, it doesn't ask me for my password very often. Every so often, it asked me to put in my password, and for whatever reason, I had forgotten the password. Exactly. I knew some of what I used for the password, but I didn't exactly remember it. I ended up remembering it after I was playing Call of Duty last night, so I was able to get all my passwords. Anyway, so I was unable to like get my password in there to buy Call of Duty points just through the Battle.net app, and so then I hopped over to my browser, the Mozilla, and went in there, or Firefox, whatever, Mozilla, Firefox, anyway. I hopped over there, and I knew it was, the password was saved in to the system there, and it said I made the purchase, but apparently it didn't. I checked my bank account to make sure that it didn't go through later, and it didn't. Apparently did not charge me for it. But I had bought the goddamn points off there, and it didn't... Didn't happen. And I don't know what the hell the deal was. But it didn't work out. I was just pissed off. I wasn't feeling good, so I was pissed off. And so I didn't do so hot at Call of Duty last night. I was laying up mainly goose eggs. I would occasionally get some assists, but kills, it was pretty much non-existent. And anyhow, but I did today, I was able to, since I remember my passwords, I was able to officially through, and I tried downloading last night while playing Call of Duty. I was trying to download on my PlayStation, but there wasn't enough space on there. And then it kicked me off the PC game because it fucking downloaded on my PlayStation, or at least downloaded part of it. And, apparently, you need the full game in there to access the store, because all I needed to do was access the store and be able to fucking buy it there, and it didn't fucking work. Fucking cocksuckers. But yeah, I've got it done today. I have Michelangelo. There's a good chance I might buy another turtle or two, though. I mean, they're cool fucking operators. It's cool to have the Ninja Turtles. And now I can, set up, because we were planning on doing, like, proxy chat and everything last night. And running the Turtles music, putting a playlist together, having all the Turtle songs. And as we rushed in on some buildings and then just, like, go melee. Melee, as I've heard some people say on YouTube, which is just funny. Melee instead of melee. I didn't have the music queued up because I wasn't a turtle. I was able to play a Shredder last night because I did have the Shredder from years ago, but I'll be able to rock the music, although John Boy, our Raphael of the group, has been chat banned yet again. I was trying there for a while to get chat banned. I had, I don't remember what the largest one was. I had. Was it 14 days or was it 30? It might have been a month. Fuck, I don't know. I was purposely getting banned there for a little while. I was kind of wanting a 2-year ban because Discord has such better audio, but if we're going to really rock the turtles and really fuck with people, it seems that we should, rock the music and start talking like the turtles while we're running up on people. I mean, it's funny. I wish Vondel was there. Vondel seems like a much better stage for the turtles. They should bring that back for resurgence. Bring back Vondel for the turtles. Come on. It's got more it's got sewer places. And there's a lot of buildings. Be a lot of places that are great for melee. You run in there and you pull out your fucking your bow staff, your Donatello skills. And whatnot. You're Leo. Is Jimmy Cro-Magnon's or Leo? Leonardo. It's good stuff, though. As I've got the Turtles theme song stuck in my head from the original cartoon. Of course, the Turtles created by Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird. And originally in the comic, I think that they all had the same color headband. It was all red. Because if you play the original Nintendo game as well, the original Nintendo, that is the Nintendo Entertainment Syndrome? Son of a bitch. System. It was a syndrome. Oh, yeah. The NES. Damn it. No, I'm still kind of fucked up. I'm still pretty fucked up. But in general, I'm pretty fucked up. That's just who I am. Oh, man, I'm still not 100%. The Blues game's going to be rough later. It's going to be rough. I'll muscle through, though. I'm not passing it up. We are going to this thing. Anyway, the Turtles. The original Nintendo game had the comic book Turtles on the cover of it. And they all had the red bandana, which apparently was the original thing. I guess it wasn't. I don't remember when they started. If they started in the comic book where they changed the colors of the bandanas so you could tell them apart. Or if it was the old cartoon. I guess I could read the Wikipedia on it here. We got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Commonly abbreviated as TMNT. It's a media franchise created by the comic book artist Kevin Eastman, Peter Laird. Follows Leonardo, Donatello, Raphael, and Michelangelo. Four anthropomorphic turtle brothers trained in ninjutsu who fight evil in New York City. The franchise encompasses printed media, television series, feature films, video games, and merchandise. I had a lot of merchandise. I had the Technodrome. That is the base that Krang and Shredder had with the eyeball on top. I had that shit. I wanted to have more turtle stuff. I wanted like the turtle van. Didn't have it. I think I had all the turtles, or at least I at least had Raphael. I don't remember. I mean, I had the Technodrome, but I feel like maybe I had Shredder. Or no, we had at least Krang. I guess maybe Krang came. I don't remember if Krang came with the Technodrome. I guess none of them came with the Technodrome. But, I wanted the sewer system, but never had it. Never had it. I made my own sewers with toilet paper rolls. Made those, duct taped them together, and, like, I had my turtle sewer system. Rocked that shit. I had a lot of Turtles merch. I don't remember what all baddies I had as a turtle again. I do remember kind of having the Krang, but not, like, the full-on Krang suit. It was just Krang, the brain. The Brain Krang. I feel like that did come with the Technodrome, but maybe not. Anyway, didn't have the cool suit that he had that looked like a weird, weird suit. Very pink skin. Let's continue on here with Wikipedia's explanation. The franchise began as a comic book, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which Eastman and Laird conceived as a parody of elements popular in superhero comics at the time. The first issue was published in 1984 by Eastman and Laird's company, Mirage Studios, and was a surprise success. In 87, Eastman and Laird licensed the characters to Playmates Toys. That is not anything to do with Playboy Playmates. That is just Playmates Toys. At least I don't think they're related to Playboy. Which they developed a line of Turtles action figures about US $1.1 billion of Turtles toys were sold between 1988 and 1992. That is a four-year period where they made $1.1 billion off toys alone. Holy fuck. I mean, the toy industry is big. I mean, I was aware of that, but holy fucking shit. I mean, I knew they were big. I mean, everybody I knew had fucking Turtles action figures. It says making them the third best-selling toy figures ever at the time, which I think, I would imagine it's still got to be of all time, like one of the top. Says here, the action figures were promoted with an animated series which premiered in 1987 and ran for almost a decade. It was succeeded by several other television series. The first Turtles video game was released in 1989, the first of several developed by the Japanese company Konami. The first Turtles film released in 1990 became the highest grossing independent film up to that point. I don't think that's true. I think they're overlooking the fact that I believe Star Wars: A New Hope at the time was considered an independent film, which definitely sold a lot better than the first Turtles film. Was a big film. But you're damn right, I saw that shit in the theater. I saw the first three in the theater, I think. Says Eastman sold his share of the Turtles franchise to Laird in 2000. 2009, Laird sold it to Viacom, now a Paramount Global. The franchise has continued with new comic book series, television series, films, and video games. We go into the history here. Conception and first comics from 83 to 86. The comic book authors Eastman and Laird met in Massachusetts and began working on illustrations together in 83. Laird invited Eastman to move in with him in Dover, New Hampshire. Oh, come on, move in with me, buddy. That November, Eastman drew a masked turtle standing on its hind legs, armed with nunchucks, to make Laird laugh. It was Michelangelo was the first turtle. He's the first turtle. Laird added the words Teenage Mutant. The concept parodied several elements popular in superhero comics at the time. The teenagers of the new Teen Titans, the mutants of Uncanny X-Men, and the ninja skills and training of Daredevil, combined with a comic tradition of funny animals such as Howard the Duck. I gotta love me Howard the Duck. Eastman and Laird developed the concept into a comic book. They considered giving the turtles Japanese names, but instead named them after the Italian Renaissance artists Leonardo, Donatello, Raphael, and Michelangelo, which Laird said felt just quirky enough to fit the concept, and holy shit, could you not have picked better fucking names? They developed a backstory referencing further elements of Daredevil. Like Daredevil, the turtles are altered by radioactive material, and their sensei, Splinter, is a play on Daredevil's sensei, Stick. In March of 84, Eastman and Laird founded a comic book company, Mirage Studios, in their home. It's crazy that they just started this shit in their home, and the toys alone would, which mainly the income's from the toys, but $1.1 billion in 4 years. Holy fuck. Just a couple years later, just creating this shit in their fucking apartment that they shared together. Billions of dollars of revenue. Holy fuck. That is the American dream right there. The old American dream, anyway. Now it's just a survive. Using money from a tax refund and a loan from Eastman's uncle, they printed copies of the first issue of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and advertised it in Comic Buyer's Guide magazine. This attracted the interest of comic distributors, and all 3,000 copies were sold in a few weeks. Sales of further issues continued to climb. And then on from 87 to 89, toys, animation, video games. In 87, Eastman and Laird licensed Turtles to Playmates Toys. Between 88 and 97, Playmates produced Turtle toys, including around 400 figures and dozens of vehicles and playsets. About $1.1 billion U.S. dollars of Turtles toys were sold in 4 years. Yeah, making them the third best-selling toy figures ever at the time, behind G.I. Joe and Star Wars, which I owned many toys of both. I probably own the most G.I. Joes of anything, though. Influenced by the success of G.I. Joe, He-Man, and Transformers, which had promoted toy lines with animated series, Playmates worked with the animation studio Murakami Wolf Swenson to produce the first Turtles animated series, which premiered in 87, ran for almost a decade. It introduced Turtles elements such as their color-coded masks, catchphrases, love of pizza, and distinct personalities. To make it acceptable to parents and television networks, the series had a lighter tone than the comics, with no expletives, less violence, and less threatening villains, which I need to go back and read the original comics to see where... I love the things that they cut out, it sounds like. In the United Kingdom and some other European regions, the franchise was renamed Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles for the violent connotations of the word ninja. What? The first Turtles video game was released by the Nintendo Entertainment System. In 89, the first of several developed by a Japanese company, Konami, sold approximately 4 million copies. Good Lord. Making it one of the best-selling NES games. In response to concerns that the series was drifting from its origins, Eastman and Laird published an editorial in the comic in 89, writing, "We've allowed the wacky side to happen and enjoy it very much. All the while, though, we've kept the originals very much ours." Eastman later said they regretted approving some projects, and Laird wrote of his dislike for the softer tone of the animated series. Now we go into the 90s. First film's franchise expansion and commercial peak, which this I'm going to end it here. I don't feel like I need to go into the 2000s and present these days. So I'm an old man. I don't care for that. The franchise reached its commercial peak in the early 90s. The first Turtles film was released in 1990, featuring costumes designed by Jim Henson's Creature Shop. It was based more closely on the comic than the animated series, with a darker tone. It was the fourth highest-grossing film of 1990 and broke the record for the highest-grossing independent film. Again, I argue that Star Wars A New Hope was considered an independent film, earning more than $200 million worldwide. Second film, The Secret of the Ooze, with one Vanilla Ice, and it was released in 1991. Holy shit, just a year apart. With a rushed production and a lighter tone, it received weaker reviews and was less successful at the box office. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 was aimed, which came out 2 years after the second film in 93, was aimed at the Japanese market, the largest foreign market for the U.S. films at the time, but failed to see release there and saw weaker reviews and sales. Why did it not get released there? In 1990, a stage musical featuring the Turtles as a rock band coming out of their shells played 40 shows across the U.S. The musical was sponsored by Pizza Hut and promoted with an appearance on the Oprah Winfrey Show. Of course it did. I remember that. It's terrible, but I remember that. A soundtrack album and VHS were released. I had the VHS. It was bad. It was really bad. After the animated series ended, a live-action television series, Ninja Turtles The Next Mutation, was created in 97 with Saban Entertainment. Introduced a fifth female turtle, Venus de Milo. The series canceled after one season. Laird later said it was the only licensed turtle project he truly regrets. Which he should. Which he should very much. As I'm looking at the Venus de Milo, and she's clearly just a female Leo. What the fuck? She's all blue. They couldn't give her a fucking purple or something? Why didn't they... Seems like a simple thing to do. Just give her a different fucking color. But no. Assholes. They couldn't do that. I mean, there was so many... I mean, I was big into Turtles. I was big into Turtles. As was every child of the fucking 80s and 90s, man. It was the thing. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Probably my favorite song was from the original soundtrack. This was the Turtle Power song. T-U-R-T-L-E Power. T-U-R-T-L-E Power. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Power. You know what I'm saying? That one? That is a fucking banger and then some. Total fucking banger. I mean, the Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go, the Vanilla Ice, you know, it's all right. But I think the Turtle Power, to me... Because I felt like the original film was the Citizen Kane as far as the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies go. Although the end of The Secret of the Ooze is pretty great. And, you know, having the Shredder, like, get mutated, turned into the Super Shredder or whatever is pretty great. The Super Shredder. Somehow his metal mutates as well. Like, it becomes different and grows. Not just him. That ooze is pretty amazing. The ooze. I need some of that ooze. Could just toss those steel cords at work, like, into that jig, like, with just a flick of the wrist, man. Just like, just toss that fucker in there. If I was like Super Shredder. It might make it hard to work with the other fellas, but hey, I could just... We get to the really heavy shit and be like, All right, boys, just get out of the way. I'll take care of this. Super Shredder's on the job. What's funny too, the second movie, which actually I should really get into this. Pull up the Wikipedia on that, The Secret of the Ooze, because I love the fact that Rezar and Toka and Rezar. Yeah, that's the characters that introduces them, which was supposed to be Bebop and Rocksteady, but if I remember correctly, it had to do with they didn't somehow have the rights to those characters. Anyway, this is the what they have to say about The Secret of the Ooze. Wikipedia here. Ba-ba-ba. In 91, the superhero film based on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle characters, created by Eastman Laird, directed by Michael Pressman, written by Todd W. Langan. It is a sequel to, of course, the first one. And the second installment of the Turtles film trilogy. It stars Paige Turco and David Warner with the voices of Brian Toshi, Robbie Rist, Adam Carl, and Lori Fasso. Resuming from the events of the first film, The Shredder, which is Corey Feldman not? I know Corey Feldman voiced one of the Turtles in the original film. Does he not? I haven't seen the second one in, I guess, a longer period. Resuming from the events of the first film, The Shredder returns at the command of the Foot Clan for revenge of the Turtles. When he learns the secret behind the Turtles' mutation, he becomes more dangerous than ever. The Shredder. The film reveals the origins of Splinter and the Turtles, introduces two new villains, Toka and Rezar. Unlike the first film, the Turtles mostly fight bare-fisted to tone down the violence. The film was released theatrically in the U.S. on March 22nd, 1991 by, of course, New Line Cinema. I don't care about grossing $78.7 million. There we go. Budget of $25 million. They made some cash. They more than doubled their budget, so they were good. They did good. The plot of it is in New York City, a young pizza delivery boy named Kino inadvertently encounters burglars en route and tries to stop them. The burglars attack Kino, who proves to be a skilled martial artist, but he is soon overwhelmed at the arrival of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They vanish after rescuing Kino, tying the burglars up and taking the pizza he was delivering, leaving behind the money to pay for it. Leonardo, Donatello, Michelangelo, and Raphael, along with their master Splinter, are currently living with April O'Neil. Of course they are. While looking for a new place to live after... Oh, I thought that said defecating, but defeating the Shredder after defecating the Shredder. Splinter wants to remain in the shadows while Raphael thinks that they should live out in the open, which is funny. Raphael would be the one because he's the loner. That was my guy. Raph was my guy. He was the loner. He was the lone wolf. And I didn't talk to people as a child. It was very introspective. Went my own way. And so I felt very akin to one Raphael. But, you know, apparently he was the one that wanted to live out in the open. See here, at a junkyard where the remnants of the Foot and the Shredder's second-in-command, Tatsu, are hiding out, they are met by their master, who has been disfigured by his previous defeat and vows revenge on the Turtles.
They disfigured me, the Shredder. I will kill them all.
April interviews Professor Jordan Perry of Techno Global Research Industries about a possible toxic waste leak. And, man, they just keep going. You know, basically, yeah, Shredder creates Toka and Rezar with toxic waste. Because how are you going to defeat Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles but your own Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle and a fucking wolf or whatever the fuck Rezar was? It was a snapping turtle, if I remember correctly. As Toka. I need to see pictures of Toka and Rezar. Damn it, really? It didn't show you sons of bitches. Their link did not I think Toka was the turtle. Could be wrong. Rezar. I don't know. Whichever one. There was one with the turtle one was a fucking snapping turtle. Here it says, after Shredder's hideout, Perry is forced to use the remaining ooze on a snapping turtle and a wolf, which mutates them into Toka and Rezar, respectively, with the imminent threat. It doesn't... I guess that means Toka's the snapping turtle. I don't know what that... I don't know what that means! But anyway, yeah, from what I understand, it doesn't say in here, but I'm pretty sure it had the reason why they went with them instead of Rocksteady and Bebop, which were all the rage in the cartoon and the video games. Pretty sure it had to do with not having the rights to it for whatever reason. I guess Corey Feldman wasn't the voice for... He was too big for the second one, I guess. He wasn't voicing the... that whole... They did have Casey Jones. They had the rights to that. They had that character in there, which I loved me some Casey Jones. He had the hockey mask, you know. Here we go. Here it gets into why that Bebop and Rocksteady were... The characters of Bebop and Rocksteady, who were popular villains in the 87 animated series, could not be used due to Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird objecting, with the latter stating that their constant one-note shtick in the first animated series was extremely annoying and silly to the point of being stupid. As a result, Toka and Rezar were created. Okay. I thought it was a rights thing, but no, apparently not. The turtles fight barefisted for much of this film to tone down the violence. Again, stating that. But yeah. Okay. It was Eastman and Laird. They were like, they didn't like him in the comic. They were cool looking characters, Bebop and Rocksteady. The warthog with the... I feel like they could have been in there and then just made them darker. Which, I guess they were just like, let's get the snapping turtle and a fucking wolf. But I would say, the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was, was a better film. Though, I mean, The Secret Ooze had good stuff. Let's not... holy shit, Skeet Ulrich was in the original Scream, the actor. He was an unnamed member of the Foot Clan, an unaccredited role. That's fun. Yeah, Corey Feldman was, of course, in the first one as Donatello, as the voice, would not return as the voice in the second film, Secret of the Ooze, as... Can't say. I wonder why. Like they just didn't want to pay Corey Feldman. He was too hard to work with, or he was just, I'm too big for this. I'm too big for this. Get the fuck out of here. Maybe they were just found him annoying at that point. I love the on Wikipedia here. They got the movie poster for the third Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They're just all samurais on these horses, and it looks just fucking awesome. I feel like I need to have that as a poster in here. Oh, that would be pretty great. Pretty great. Yeah. As holy shit, Corey Feldman did return as Donatello in the third one, though. Okay. But, yeah. I wonder what was the issue with the second one. Why couldn't, did he have, what was the big film that Corey Feldman was doing in 1991 that he couldn't reprise his voice over for Donatello? I can't imagine that was more than like a day or two of work just recording the lines. It's not like he had to be physically in the suit or anything. I guess I could Google that, but I feel like I've got enough going on here. Oh, fuck. I guess I'll do it. Why wasn't Corey Feldman? Why didn't Corey Feldman do Terminator Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle 2? Oh, it was a, it was, says here, this is also off Wikipedia. Like the first film, New Line Cinema distributed The Secret of the Ooze. Both the voice actors of Michelangelo and Leonardo reprised their roles in the second film, but Corey Feldman did not voice Donatello in the second movie after pleading no contest to a drug possession charge in December of 1990. Ugh, oh, you bad boy, you. That's, it was more of, he wasn't allowed to. It was like, you've done drugs, sir. You get out of here. That's pretty funny. Yeah. I mean, I probably knew that at one point. I probably did. Obviously, that point was, you know, it's been a minute. Been a minute. As, yeah, I don't recall that, but yeah, that's funny. I mean, he's batshit crazy now. I mean, now I can understand why you're like, let's not put Corey Feldman in this. This is, he's like, you gotta love Corey Feldman at the same time though, too. I mean, he was in such good films as a child actor, and I guess early adult maybe, but it's already starts, you know, but I would imagine he's, you know, kind of the poster child of the child actor gone wrong. Like, this is why you shouldn't put children. You should be worried about putting your children in movies or TV. But hey, there's plenty of them that aren't fucked up. I mean, Neil Patrick Harris, he was, I mean, he was in Doogie Howser, M.D., did a bunch of shit as a young actor, and didn't, you know, end up being a drug addict, and or it doesn't seem to appear to be completely batshit crazy. You know, I haven't met NPH, but I mean, I love me some NPH. Fan of How I Met Your Mother. You know, him playing himself in the Harold and Kumar movies were pretty epic. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's pretty much all I've got to really say about the Turtles at the moment. I mean, holy fuck. I'm looking at just photos of the screenshots of this stuff, and just that's a lot of love. A lot of love coming back from my childhood. I can't say shit, man. I'm all fucked up. This illness or whatever the fuck, or me just really needing to you know, eat better. Is really come back here to haunt me. And fuck with all my shit. My speaking and digestion. My mouth to brain connection that works with me to try to form words and sentences. It was a little fucked up. And I'm looking at the Super Shredder picture. It looks so cheesy. It looks so cheesy. As a kid, though, I was like, oh, Super Shredder. As he brings the whole dock down and, like, I guess kills himself. I don't remember Shredder being in the third one. As there's a Bart Simpson glass like in there. That's very, very 80s. But it is 90s, I guess, at that point. As the original film came in 90, I'm looking at the Secret of the Ooze photos, and that is from 91. Ugh, what a time capsule. Those suits are so great. Those live action turtle suits. Pretty fucking epic. But that is, like, the operators they do have in Call of Duty, as I said, I'm not going to talk more about the turtles. The operator bundles they have do tend to mirror the live action film versions of the Turtles, not say the comic and or animated series. I would say they look a lot like the live action movies, which here's Vanilla Ice looking very Vanilla Ice in here. Classic Vanilla Ice. Anyway. I am really looking forward to the Blues game later, even though I'm a little concerned. I'm more concerned about the eating factor, the going to the Blues. This time I'm not driving. This will be interesting. As, yeah, we're going to be leaving in just a couple hours. And looking forward to all of that, and I guess probably not tonight because I won't get back till fairly late. I mean, I might jump on some Call of Duty for a little bit, but it'll be fucking late if I do. And again, you know, I'm still having issues. I may not want to do that at all. We'll see. Either way, I'll be hitting the Twin Peaks and then going to the Blues game. And maybe get a puck, maybe not. We'll see what happens. And hopefully we get a dub tonight and on the way to a big win streak after Team Canada led by, well, I don't know about led. Do you get really led by a goalie? Led by JB, the Jordan Binnington. Binner. Representing for his country, Canada. Now I guess, you know, we are all Canadian here in the U.S. Again, officially, I think with Team Canada winning that game, we are now the 11th province of Canada. So I got to really make sure I pronounce my A's correctly. E. What's that about E? A boot. I got a, what's that all about? Oh, we won the game. That's what that's all about, you know? Yeah. Maybe we'll all have the moose. I've been wanting to see a moose in the wild forever. Maybe now they'll just all migrate down here since we're all Canada. We are all Canadian. We are all Canadian now. Get out to that. Bathe in maple syrup, America. Americans are now Canadians. I mean, I guess we're all North American here in the States and Canada and Mexico and what have you. Which I guess South Americans too. They're also all Americans. Just a different American. They're the South Americans. No, Canadian-y. Canadian. Yay. I'm going to pick up my Mountie uniform later. I gotta just wear red. Red's not really my color, though. I gotta say, red's not really my color. Nah, I mean, I'm a Cardinals fan and all, but red's not really. I'm kind of not feeling this Canadian thing now. I'm like, ooh, that means I gotta wear the red. I like the maple leaf. I'm fine with the maple leaf. But do I have to wear red? Does that have to be? I'd way rather have the blues, the blue note, you know, the blues, blue and the yellow. I mean, the green guy in general is the Irish flag is more of my go-to, the Republic of Ireland, that is. Not that UK shit. The old Northern Ireland, where they're a little confused with their Union Jack stuff. A little confused. Anyway, yeah, that's really all I've got here. As I need to try to get my stomach to chill back out again and hit the gas station and buy a lotto ticket because I got to still do some gambling. Because, you know, there's a chance. There's always that chance I could somehow make some money off that. I mean, it's a slight one. One in like 330 million or something. Maybe more than that. But you're saying there's a chance. As always, that is getting a wheelchair, not a trash can.